looked into your... Hey there, folks. It's Andy Firth. Welcome to episode 4 of A Beginner's Guide to Songwriting. Now, your phrasing of your lyrics is so important to convey a clear and concise meaning, but also so that your lyrics flow and are easy to sing. So let's have a look at a couple of phrases that could be revamped so that they're clearer in the meaning and flow. So let's take the line, "I want you for the things that you do." This line is fine grammatically and it's correct, but it's a little trite and predictable. "I want you for the things that you do." And rhythmically and vocally, it's challenging. If we change it so that we approach the order of those words, so we make it a bit more unique and dare I say, memorable, "it's the things that you do that make me want you." And in that context, you could hear someone singing that. "It's the things that you do that make me want you." Whereas if you say, "I want you for the things that you do," it's a little bit more like a protest march shout. And so that's the melody. So as I say, for that last section, I do have some words. Anyway, let's get back to the bridge and have a look at how we might attack this issue. But first, let's just have a look at the lyrics that I've come up with for the first section. And as I said, I sound like a goose choking in the fog, so I don't sing. So I saw you yesterday as you were on your way. So maybe I'll play the melody at the same time. I saw you yesterday as you were on your way to meet someone it seemed you know so very well. But as I crossed the street, I saw you softly kiss his or her cheek, then drop into a cozy...